angry but mostly peaceful. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. Protesters hit the streets in Memphis and beyond after police body cam footage was released by the Memphis PD. The video shows five black officers beating a black man earlier this month. Tyree Nichols died days later. Fox's Steve Harrigan is in Memphis.
About 300 protesters managed to block Interstate 55 for about 2 or 3 hours. A small group really just lining the roads and blocking trucks, blocking traffic. A lot of people trying to get home. A lot of truckers trying to do their business. They were chanting, "You take our lives, we take your money." That was the rationale for the blockage.
The officers are charged with murder. In a statement, President Biden said he was outraged and deeply pained by what he calls horrific video. He spoke with Nichols' mother last night. The president also spoke to Israel's prime minister following a shooting near a synagogue in East Jerusalem that left 7 people dead. The Palestinian suspect was killed by police.
It's one of the deadliest attacks on Israelis in years and comes a day after Israeli troops killed 9 Palestinians in a raid in the West Bank. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is set to visit the region on Sunday.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, more violence today in East Jerusalem, where 2 people have been shot and wounded. Israeli police call it a terror attack. Video of the hammer attack against Paul Pelosi has been released. It shows the arrest of David DePapp in San Francisco.
Give me your hand.
Video also showed DePapp breaking into the home of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
After a hard-fought campaign, the chairwoman of the Republican National Committee has won a 4th term.
I'm pleased to announce Ronna McDaniel has been elected chairman of the Republican National Committee, and the gavel is yours.
McDaniel prevailed after a secret ballot vote. Her chief rival, Harmeet Dillon, said in part, "One of our biggest problems in the party is voter apathy, and if voters think that our party is out of touch, they're not going to show up, and so we've got to solve that problem." Accolades for outgoing White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain. In a tweet yesterday, President Biden called Klain a once-in-a-generation talent with fierce intellect and heart. Klain will be replaced by Jeff Zients.
We are also very much looking forward to have someone like Jeff lead this team. He is someone who many of us know very well and understands how to get big things done.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, Klain's last day will be February 8th. Hundreds of families and business owners in the Houston area are picking up the pieces after a tornado tore through on Tuesday.
Mayor of Pasadena, Texas, Jeff Wagner, says officials are working with state and federal partners to assess the damage from an EF3 tornado that ripped through the city and neighboring Deer Park.
It's very important that people have patience, but we're working around the clock to make sure all our citizens are going to get the care they need from their city.
Adding there were no major injuries. Officials say they're working to remove debris, downed power lines, handing out hygiene kits, and encouraging anyone who wants to donate to recovery efforts to do so through Baker Ripley, a local nonprofit organization. Deer Park Mayor Jerry Mouton says CenterPoint Energy is working to restore power to about 1,200 structures still without it.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. I'm Pam Husso, and this is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.